today on Grace to You. God has ordained that men work. All we want to do is find out what God has said in His Word about work. God is an eternal, everlasting, tireless, inexhaustible worker. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that works in providence and sustaining the universe and all that is in it. And the Spirit is even engaged in the work of judgment and, of course, in the work of redemption through the means of regeneration, being born of the Spirit. What in the world makes us so embarrassed about the gospel? I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I want to use as a text tonight in talking about the biblical view of work, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Now, I will warn you, we're not going to get there for a while. We're going to be all over the place here for a few minutes. But I will eventually arrive at that text, so you can kind of identify that as the main text for our message. I think all of us who have been around at all, any of us who are mature adults, are pretty much aware of the fact that one of the virtues in our nation for years has been our work ethic. Or from those original immigrants that came here from Europe on through our history, we have been a nation marked by a very strong work ethic. That work ethic really came as a result of the influence of Christianity in Europe and in all of Western culture. We have displayed our work ethic proudly in America for all of these years in the past. We are, at this particular point, however, rapidly abandoning that traditional work ethic that grew out of Christian roots. And we should expect that it will continue to die. And the reason is this, because God doesn't matter anymore in our society. In fact, God is to be left out of society. We hear that constantly under the rubric of the separation of church and state. Our culture doesn't want God involved in anything. They see that as a violation of the First Amendment somehow, the government not being able to establish religion. And when God doesn't matter, then morality doesn't matter. And that's what we're experiencing now. Now, we're not here to debate whether there is God, whether God is the true God as revealed in Scripture. We know that. We're not here to debate the validity of Scripture. We affirm the validity of Scripture. So all we want to do is find out what God has said in His Word about work. I want to elevate your view of